Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, author, and success coach, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie will support, nurture, and inspire you by helping turn your life's passion into your life's work. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at the Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio Show. I am so excited to bring you another great guest this evening. Dr. Joanne White is passionate about creating bully-free environments and believes that bullying prevention begins at home. Her new book, Bully Free, has received the 2015 Mom's Choice Award for Excellence and has been named among the best in family and friendly media products and services. She will discuss her holistic entrepreneur journey and how her journey has led her to making a difference in other people's lives. So I'm going to introduce Joanne right after our first break. Stay tuned. You're in for another great show. Now, being a holistic entrepreneur is really more a mindset than what you actually do for a living. You see the person that you're working with as a whole. You come from that heart-centered place as you do your work. To me, it's more a philosophy. So perhaps this is you, and that's why you've decided to join us on the show tonight. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. If you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another great show tonight. I'd love to know what you think, so please leave a review on iTunes for me. You know, I appreciate you spending your valuable time here with us on the show. I always want to make sure that this time is value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. And you're not going to be disappointed tonight. You can find The Holistic Entrepreneur on several other internet radio networks, 24/7, always there for you. Now, the easiest and quickest way to find them is to go to my website, coachbonniegressel.com, and then just click on the radio show tab for The Holistic Entrepreneur. All the links are there for you so that you don't have to go searching. Just click there and you'll go to the right place. I've also uploaded many shows right there on the site for you, so you can listen or you can download the show and listen later. I want to make it as convenient as possible for you because I know life is busy. Now, as I was thinking about the show tonight, it caused me to think about my childhood. And you know, back then we didn't call it bullying, but it was. You know, most people are bullied because they seem different to other people. And in her book, Joanne talks about children with disabilities. You can see some of those disabilities and some you can't, like being on the Asperger spectrum, as an example. And I'm sure we're going to hear more about that when we bring Joanne on after the break. But you know, when I was young, kids with disabilities weren't mainstreamed in school like they are today. So there were other kids that seemed different. Now, when I was young, and this was a long time ago, I was treated differently because, you know, today it would be considered bullying, I guess. But I was treated differently because I was a farm girl. I wasn't from the city. And I got teased because I was different. I looked different. Our family didn't have much money, so I didn't have the best clothes. Most of them were hand-me-downs. And I don't really remember, but I hope that they were at least clean. I probably smelled a little bit different. Coming from working in the barn in the morning before school every day, we had to do that every morning, 4 o'clock or so we'd get up, and one of my jobs was washing the udders so that the milking machines could be applied at the cows, and another job was feeding a bucket and a nipple. Gosh, it really got me to thinking about all those things from my childhood. So I'm sure that I had that farm smell. Now, at the time, you don't notice it because you're used to it. Kind of immune, I guess. It's like wearing the same perfume all the time. Pretty soon you can't smell it. Now that I'm an adult, I can quickly detect that farm smell or scent. And I think that was probably me when I was a kid. No wonder the city kids thought I was different and teased me, calling me names, keeping me out of the groups, being the last one picked out on the playground for a team of kickball. Even my driver's ed teacher, who was a young guy at the time, teased me as we were in one of our driver ed sessions. There were a couple of us in the car, and for one of the lessons he said, "Well, Bonnie, you should know how to drive. You must drive those tractors all the time on the farm." And all the kids started laughing. You know, back then, we didn't call it bullying, but really it kind of was. And now, years later, I'm friends with all those people who, quote, teased me when I was in school, even the driver's ed teacher. It didn't affect me in a big way, but you know, those memories are still vivid even today. It's amazing how I remembered those things. My husband was small as a kid, so he got teased or bullied because of that. He's an average-sized adult now, but as a child, he was a scrawny little kid and kind of a nerd. I was a nerd, too, and I was always getting teased for that as well. But it's so much worse today for the kids. I mean, all kids are mainstream, so you've got kids with disabilities in school with everyone else. And cyberbullying is huge. People can bully you from anywhere by putting things out online, Facebook, emails, other social media. Whatever it is, it's devastating to kids today. Spreading rumors, nasty things, is just becoming a huge problem. You know, the intent of Facebook and other social media was to create a positive social community, not give bullies another weapon. Now, one of the ways to stop cyberbullying is to not respond. I always say, don't get in the boxing ring. And here's kind of a funny, I guess, example that I can share with you about how this works. My husband and I were at a Packer game. This was a few years ago. And usually the fans from the opposing team are fun and fun to sit around. But there was this younger guy one year who sat right in front of me. And every time something didn't go right for the Packers, he would turn around and say, "Oh, boo-hoo, too bad," and do this fake crying gesture. He was just getting so annoying. So what I did was I just turned my direction and watched the game from a different angle and didn't pay any attention to him. I didn't get in the boxing ring. I didn't feed the monster. So later in the game, I asked my husband, "Where'd that guy go?" So he looked around and he had moved a few rows down and over. He was with a big group from the other city. And so he moved quite a ways away from me. And you know why? Because it wasn't fun for him anymore, because I didn't respond. I didn't get in the boxing ring. When my older son was being bullied in grade school, I used a similar tactic, and the bullying stopped. He was a little pudgy for a couple of years as a child, until his height catched up to him. And he was really smart, more into music than to sports, so that was enough in the school he was in to be bullied. And I remember sitting him down one night and giving him the quote that Eleanor Roosevelt said, and I love this quote, it's, "No one can make you feel inferior without your consent." And he just didn't pay attention to the bullies, and luckily for him, it stopped. That was enough in his case to make a difference. Now, I'm sure some kids struggle more with that than my son did, certainly, especially kids with disabilities, or they're seeming different in how they act or how they look. You know, years ago, it was called being teased or made fun of. Today, it's called bullying. You know, I'm really excited to have Dr. Joanne White with us tonight, because we're going to hear more about that as well as her holistic entrepreneur journey. So this is Bonnie Gressel, and you're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, and I'm going to be right back with Dr. Joanne White, who is the author of Bully Free, right after this break.
Are you one of the millions of people who struggle to relax, sleep well, or even lose weight? Have you ever wondered why it's so hard? If you think your brain might have something to do with it, you're right. Now you can learn how to access the powerful energy of the mind-body connection with the Ultimate Health and Wellness Gift Set, a 4-CD collection of guided meditations from holistic nurse practitioner Bonnie Gressel. You can use them all for yourself, or split the individually wrapped CDs into gifts for friends and family. The Ultimate Health and Wellness Gift Set includes all of Bonnie's popular CDs, including Restful Sleep, Relax, Meditation for Busy People, and Weight Loss. To get your copy of the Ultimate Health and Wellness Gift Set, go to BonnieGressel.com and click the Products tab. That's BonnieGressel.com.
Welcome back to The Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel. And I'm here tonight with Dr. Joanne White, who is the author of Bully Free. Dr. White is a PhD with an international award-winning, best-selling author, speaker, certified professional coach, and energy master teacher, who has helped millions of people and organizations shape their dreams, overcome adversity, master their own success and triumph. Known globally as the Success Doc, Dr. White is an executive producer and host of the popular Power Your Life TV and radio shows. She's been featured online and in national and international media outlets such as CNN, Good Housekeeping, WebMD, and more. She's made frequent guest appearances on radio and television networks such as NBC, CBS, Fox, and Voice America. Dr. White was the founder and recently launched Power Your Life Network, was recently named the 2015 Worldwide Branding Top Female Executive for Professional Coaching by Worldwide Who's Who, and will be featured in the Women of Distinction magazine in 2015. Joanne, I am so excited to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy day to share a little bit of time with us.
Well, it's my pleasure, Bonnie. Thank you so much for having me. And that was an amazing story that you shared about your own experiences and your son and what was going on. So, yeah, it may have been called teasing then. However, like you said, it's really escalated. And yes. what happens is if it's consistent, like with that one gentleman at the game, I mean, mm-hmm. you decided not to give him any satisfaction by getting upset or whatever, giving into it. However, what happens with bullying is sometimes a kid will go to school or be in a playground and it's happening day after day.
Yeah.
And that just seems to really hurt at the core. And like you were talking, Bonnie, about cyberbullying, that also is something that can be brutal because it can be defamatory. It can ruin somebody's reputation, and I've seen that happen with certain kids. So I just think it's a really important topic, and I think it's something that needs to be handled, and the way that we need to handle it is doing it together, is having a voice. Is I don't think there's any bystander anymore. I think even people who are witnessing it, and there's been some research that people who are bystanders, they're witnessing somebody being bullied, they're actually feeling the stress of it, the anxiety of it. So they're still participating in some way. And I think if they stood up and took some action, that the bullying would stop.
Yeah. And how much, you know, post-traumatic stress do people carry around for their whole lives because of something that, you know, they were bullied as a child or in a young adult? It's just so sad.
I worked with a teenager who was bullied in a former school because he was different. And what happened was after school, there was a gang of boys that thought it was funny, and they hung him up on a tree, and they started to take pictures and posted it so to make it viral. Mm. And the talk about post-traumatic stress, I mean, he had that for years and years. So it's not something, like you said, it's not something that easily goes away.
Oh, yeah. You know, I know I read a little bit about people in their bio, Joanne, but tell us a little bit more, if you would, about your journey. What sort of brings you to who you are today, and what, you know, prompted you to write this particular book?
Well, it goes back a while because I always wanted to be a writer, and that was something I did ferociously, even when I was very young, okay? And then I was working in a camp program, and the director asked if I would be a counselor for children with special needs, which at that time, and that was a long time ago, at that time that was very visionary to even have a program like that. And so I said yes. And I remember working with one young girl who nobody liked. She had welts on her arm from biting herself. She had welts inside her mouth from chewing inside her mouth. And she also used to urinate in her pants. So people just kind of stayed away from her. And I just instinctively, probably intuitively, just connected with her. And I remember going into helping her take a shower with her bathing suit on and my bathing suit on and singing and making up songs and rubbing the inside of her cheek so that she would stop, you know, the outside of her cheek, rather, so she would stop biting it. And she became, when somebody started to pay attention to her, she really became beautiful. Mm. And other people started to want to be with her. So that really changed my journey a little bit. I decided I would go teach children with special needs, and I became a teacher. And from there, I actually taught at Temple University. I was going for my master's in special education. And I've done a lot in the field of special education and working with children with special needs and disabilities. So there's, even though I've evolved, because I had an injury, a dancing injury, and I was going to major in movement therapy and my master's, and I had a dancing injury. So I think it was, you know, the universe kind of shifting me to in the career goals that I needed to be in without knowing that at the time. And what I started to do, Bonnie, was I was going to different doctors and I wasn't getting the results that I wanted. So I started to begin looking for alternative means, alternative modalities that could help me heal. And I got so immersed in that. I studied the Alexander technique, I studied hypnosis, I studied all different forms of energy work, and they worked. I mean, I dance today wildly. They worked to the point that I wanted to actually learn how to help others and integrate the Eastern and Western modalities, because I believe that they were really more effective by putting it together. And I've never forgotten children with special needs. I've worked with families, and I also was an executive director at a comprehensive children and youth services program in New Jersey. I had to move from Pennsylvania to do that, which I did. And we did research. We opened up community programs, and it was wonderful. And then things changed within the organization, so I then became the director for the whole facility, not just the Children and Youth Services Program, of training, evaluation, and research, which I did for a while. But my heart wasn't in it. It was for a while, but my heart wasn't totally in it, so it was time to do something different, and I did. Mm. Mm. I actually ventured out. And this is something we'll talk to people later. I ventured out into my own coaching and teaching and speaking practice and never looked back.
Oh, you know, we're going to take a short break here, Joanne, but when we come back from the break, I want to hear about that. And so I'm Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and I'm here tonight with Joanne White, author of Bully Free, and many other things. And she's going to tell us about that right after this break. So we're going to be right back.
Do you dream of building a business in which you can share your expertise and gifts with others? A business that allows you to actively pursue your passion. If you're like most people, you've put that dream on the back burner because the mountain of details is just too overwhelming. Now you can join other holistic-minded practitioners in leveraging the entrepreneur coaching services of Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie shares your belief in the power of the mind-body-spirit connection, and she has experience in growing a business from the ground up. Whether your challenges are strategic, technological, or you want to create a platform that promotes your expert status, even by publishing a book, you can achieve your dream quicker with the help of Bonnie's individualized coaching. contact Bonnie for a free, no-obligation consultation at bonniegressel.com. That's BONNIEGROESSL.com.
Welcome back to The Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel, and I'm here tonight with Joanne White. She's the author of Bully Free. And before the break, we were talking about her journey to where she's become today. And now she's doing more, I mean, aside from being an author, doing more coaching and other sorts of things. Joanne, would you tell us a little bit more about what is going on with you these days?
Sure. Well, today we're actually launching the Bully Free book on Amazon, so that's very exciting. It's been an all-day launch, and it's going on till 11:30 tonight Eastern, so that's wonderful. I'm doing a lot of coaching, and initially I started out coaching individuals and families and doing both personal and spiritual coaching, and I've expanded in the last several years to really working with entrepreneurs and with business leaders, because I find that oftentimes a lot of spiritual coaches kind of need more of the business expertise. And that was sort of my challenge when I decided to, okay, it's time to just go into business for myself. Ta-da! Mm-hmm. Without really knowing a lot. I had a lot of challenges with that many years ago, and that's something that I don't recommend people to do just like that. They need to plan for it, need to really know what they're doing and really have some kind of business plan, which at that time I didn't. And I'm not saying that it wasn't successful, it just made the journey more arduous and sometimes saying, what am I doing? What did I do? But I love what I do. I love writing. I'm actually going to be in 3 books in 2016. 2 are actually co-authored, and one is a business book, Conscious Business Growth, which I love. And the other one is actually a book that has been one of my own book that's fiction, but it's based on a true story, and it's called More Heaven. And it's been years in the making. So when people say, oh, I don't have any patience, or it's only been 1 month or 1 year or whatever, try thinking 20 plus years for something to finally, for actually the society, the culture, whatever, to finally be ready for this particular kind of book to come out. So I'm very excited about that, and it almost feels like it's a life work, because every time I tried to put the book away, something would happen. And somebody would say, because I remember when I was going for my master's degree at Temple University, Bonnie, I shared it with a couple of my professors, and I told her I was going for special education as a master's, and they said, oh, if this book were published, we would use it as a text because of the way it describes these children. And so I remember sending it to mainstream publishers, it was fiction, who said, well, we are not going to publish a book, and not in those so many words, whose main characters are children with disabilities. Mm-hmm. And these professors sent me to educational presses, and one particular press, the guy said, oh, I closed the door, I laughed, I cried, but we don't publish fiction. So the book kind of, so I put it away, and then one day, one of the professors, years after, because I was also an adjunct at Temple University, and I came across him in the hall, and he said, Joanne, whatever happened to that book? I still think about it. It needs to be published. So I went and dusted it off, and here we are, years later. And it's actually in development for a movie.
Oh, awesome. You know, a lot of fiction books, we have a publishing company, and we work with authors who, you know, some of them are fiction, most are non, but some nonfiction books, the few that we have that we've worked with, they're all based somewhat in an experience or reality or somebody else's reality. It's not totally fiction. So I think that's probably how most fiction books start.
Right. And I needed to make it fiction because, firstly, I wanted to get inside the heads of these children with special needs. It was a pilot program for kids that were never before allowed in public school until there was a federal mandate, or when schools said, "Well, you know, these kids are too severely whatever, and we don't have the wherewithal or the means to educate them." So many of them just were hidden away, and that was. You know, a lot of people who are alive today don't recognize or don't realize how parents and kids had to fight for, you know, for their dignity, for being allowed in public places, for getting an education that was free and public for most children in the United States.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. So as you were building your coaching practice and all the other things that you did after sort of that before stuff, how was that, you know, how did you transition into that, number one? And were there any challenges along the way? I mean, maybe not. Maybe you didn't have any, you know, challenges building your coaching practice or your other parts of your business, but most people do. So tell us a little bit about that journey, and if there was anything that was, you know, maybe a challenge for you that you overcame and learned a great lesson from.
Well, the first thing is, while I was the executive director, I was also studying different kinds of things. So I was starting to branch out a little bit into different kinds of speaking. And I was also an adjunct at Temple University. And what happened was my heart needed to be engaged in the experience. That's kind of what my heart needs to be engaged in what I'm doing, because I like to be very passionate about what I'm doing. And when I started to do the coaching, like I said, the immediate challenge was not really having a strong plan of action or a business plan. I just gave notice for my job, and I had to give like at least a month and a half notice because of my position. I gave notice, and I started to interview for other jobs, and nothing seemed right, and I kept being guided by spirit, which said, you know, do what you love, do what you love, do what you love. And so I started to teach about alternative ways of healing and coaching, and got very passionate about it. And the challenge, like I said, was just not knowing what was involved in that, not initially having the capital to figure it out, not knowing what the next steps were, not being strategic. So it made that initial journey very difficult. And it's not what I recommend to people. I recommend that they really think about it in a whole different way.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take another short break here, Joanne, but when we come back, I want to maybe get into some of the lessons that you've learned along the way that we could share with others. This is Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and I'm here tonight with Dr. Joanne White. We're going to be right back.
Writing a book has become the business card of today's successful entrepreneur. The challenge is producing a book that showcases your professionalism and expertise. Now you can join other holistic-minded practitioners by leveraging the entrepreneur and author coaching services of Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie shares your belief in the power of the mind-body-spirit connection, and she has experience in using a book to grow a business from the ground up. If you're like most people, you have no idea how to even begin the process of writing a book, much less getting it published. You can shorten your learning curve with Bonnie's individualized coaching and the publishing services she and her team provide. Whether your entrepreneurial challenges are strategic, technological, or you need an accountability partner, you can achieve your dream faster with the help of Bonnie's individualized coaching. Contact Bonnie for a free, no obligation consultation to discuss your business goals and the book inside of you. Go to BonnieGressel.com, BonnieGressel.com.
Well, welcome back to The Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel, and I'm here tonight with Joanne White, author of Bully Free. Now, before the break, we were talking about some of the business challenge of maybe not having a plan, the way you should have a plan before you begin a new business. And I'm sure, Joanne, that there were some aha moments that you had along the way, some lessons that you learned that maybe we could share a few of those tips with our listeners tonight to make their journey a little bit easier. Are there things that come to mind for you?
Well, firstly, it's about, for me, it's always been not giving up. It's been recognizing that, okay, if this doesn't work and if it's something that I'm really passionate about, Bonnie, and it's something that I've been guided to do because I do trust my inner guidance, and I do work with guides, and I do get information, and I do teach people how to do that too. So I needed to figure out, okay, if in some way something wasn't working and I was really being guided, this was important, not to be discouraged, just maybe to shift gears, maybe to tweak something, but not to give up. And that's really been such a guiding force in everything that I do, whether it's writing or whether it was even, you know, I had to do the same thing, Bonnie, when I was trying to find a way to heal my injury because I wasn't able to walk and I wasn't able to sit down, and I just really had to figure out, okay, how do I get my life back? And I felt at the time that the physicians, and I'm not knocking physicians, but I felt that there wasn't a holistic approach going on, and I needed one that was really going to embrace who I was in all different dimensionalities. And so that's why I said earlier that I started to branch out and learn so much to help myself. So I think it's about really kind of getting a sense of knowing who you are, and I think that's really important, and also not getting discouraged. And I think it's also important to be with people who support you. So there are lots of naysayers I've had, and I think that we all hear people who may not be as encouraging. Those are the people that, I'm not saying get rid of them, but those are the people that, unless you really trust them, don't listen. I always think it's really important to listen to your own heart and to allow that to guide you, not only in personal, but also in business. It's not enough because you also need to have some of the business ideas and practices and need to know, like having a vision, like having a business plan, like really knowing what the steps are. Yet I think that marriage of them, two of them, is really very important.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that's something, my experience has been, I think that's something that so many people struggle with, is that we don't believe in ourselves enough. And the people who really fail, really, if you look at it, the only people who fail, if you want to call it failing, is people who quit. You know, they don't just keep going. That perseverance, I think, is such a key quality attribute that people in the entrepreneurs need.
You know, it's true, and there are so many stories that and I love to read them because they're so encouraging about entrepreneurs who maybe were at their last dime or their last whatever, and they just didn't give up, but they plowed away, and something wonderful happened. Colonel Sanders. I think that there are so many stories, and I think that it's really very important to recognize that. Again, that kind of burning passion that's leading you somewhere, I don't think that that's an accident. I think that we're being pulled in that direction because there's something within us that's saying this is the direction that you need to go in. This is what you need to do and really not give up with that. So I think that's essential. I also think that it's important to, if you need to know what other people think, ask people that you trust, what in terms of your business or your direction, people that are going to be honest with you and give you feedback that can help you rather than feedback that will hinder you. Because oftentimes we need to know from somebody else how somebody is perceiving what we're doing or our statement or how it's looking to the general public or to other people if we're trying to get a message across. So oftentimes we do need feedback. Don't be totally isolated, But at the same time, you know, lead with your heart. I have a chapter in a book for teens, a teen handbook of self-confidence. I've co-authored it, and my chapter is lead with your heart, because I think that that really helps us and guides us, and that's where you can kind of tap into your wonderful passion that keeps you through no matter what. And we all go through ups and downs. I mean, life isn't perfect, and there are journeys. I mean, I can tell you stories about my journey. I told you about that injury that I kind of lost a year of my life. It's very vague as to what happened that year because I was in so much pain and just trying to figure out what the next step was to, you know, to be on the road to healing. So I think that it's really important to kind of learn how to trust yourself and what that means.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, I think it's belief and perseverance and not giving up, and those are attributes that I think entrepreneurs just have to have. They're just essential. And then trusting, to me, is the other thing. And I don't know if you run into this in your energy work or your spiritual work, is sometimes it's difficult to trust the messages that you get, you know, because I had to work at that to develop it, because it's like, oh no, that's just really what I want to think. I just want to believe this. That's not really what the message is. So when we come back from this next break, Joanne, I would like to hear how you've approached that in your energy and spiritual work as well, if you don't mind. So I'm Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and I'm here tonight with Joanne White, and we're going to be right back after this next break.
Making a difference in the world is a noble goal, but one that's often easier said than done. Cultural catalyst and author John Logan works with individuals and organizations who have the desire to become leaders in life and business. John's professional speaking, training, and coaching services will help you develop the skills you need to affect positive change at work and in your community. Awaken your inspiration and begin your journey today. Contact John at motivationinnovation.com.
You're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur with your host, Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur is sponsored by M&B Global Solutions, providing individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, as well as book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.
Welcome back to The Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. I'm Bonnie Gressel, your host, and I'm here tonight with Joanne White, author of Bully Free. And before the break, we were talking about some lessons, some advice that Joanne had. And just before the break, we were talking a little bit about, I brought up trust and how I had to cultivate that trust in terms of, because I work a lot with my guides and intuition as well, to be able to trust the messages I'm getting. It's like, no, I just want that to be true or whatever, because it did take me a while to get there. Joanne, how has that been for you? Did you struggle with that at all? Or maybe it was just me, I don't know.
No, I think everybody struggles with it, Bonnie, because oftentimes, What do you listen to? Do you listen to the voice of fear? And sometimes the voice of fear is louder and more insistent and may take you off guard. And so when that gets in the way, it's like, what's the message? Am I not supposed to do this because that voice is telling me don't? Because that voice is really telling, you know, because I'm too afraid. And so there is a way that you really need to differentiate in terms of, okay, what is the message? And I think that many people get messages in many different ways. I actually I've taught at Camden County College some alternative classes in accessing your intuition and being able to work with guides like you and I both do. And I think, firstly, I don't think your guides are there to slap you on the hand and scream at you and... they do warn you when they need to, but it's not that fear or that critic that comes up and that is really there to just say, what's going on? What are you doing? And I think that we have to be able to have some level of discernment. I think that the messages, and when I say people get messages in different ways, initially this is years ago. I used to get messages when I was a kid, too. And then but my messages would come as thoughts and feelings and sensations, my sense of smell or my sense of hearing, or just very acute. And sometimes I'll feel things or hear things before. I'll say to somebody, "Oh, it's raining." They'll say, "No, Joanne, it's not raining." I said, "Yes, it is. I can feel it." And mm-hmm. "No, Joanne, you're crazy. I don't feel any drought." And then about 5 minutes later, it's raining.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what's important is to recognize that the information can come to people in different ways. And one time I was talking to a friend of mine who actually used to be able to get her information through visions. She would see pictures. And I said to her one day, and I was trying to compare. That's one thing that you don't do. Don't compare yourself to anybody else. It's not like, "Oh, mm-hmm. look at her. She can see guides and angels, and I just feel it," or whatever. Because I think any way you get the information is valuable and important. So one day we were on the phone, Bonnie, and I was telling her something about a conversation that she and I had. She said, "Joanne, we never had that conversation." And it was something about what she was just talking about, and I was explaining it to her, and she was really amazed and startled because I knew what she was talking about, and I went into great detail. But I had heard it somewhere in my head mm-hmm. previously, and so at that point, what I did was I realized that, you know what, there are many different ways, and don't discount how the information is coming. And I think that people can really learn, and I've learned how to open most of my modalities, can really learn how to receive messages in many different ways. And the more that you get comfortable with receiving messages, and the more that you listen to them and act on them, the more frequent they happen. And they don't always happen like, "Okay, I want you to give me a message at 9 o'clock tonight mm-hmm. in a book or whatever, or through my mother or something like that," because oftentimes they come in very surprising ways, and yet you need to be on the lookout for them.
Oh, absolutely. I totally agree with you. And it's reassuring to hear you say that most people, because I think most people must struggle with trust as well. So I'm glad that you said that too. So what's next for you, Joanne? I mean, where do you're launching the book today. You know, what's next for Dr. Joanne White?
Okay, so we're launching the book today. We just launched the Power Your Life Network, which is a network of visionaries and coaches and entrepreneurs and leaders in many diverse fields, and we're going to do some training programs and some webinars in 2016, and we're going to do courses online and do a lot of good stuff with that. And as I told you, I've been working with a screenwriter. We actually have the screenplay ready for More Heaven, and so that's the next. I would like to be in California or wherever we're doing the movie on the set.
Oh, yeah. Great. That sounds great.
That's one of my visions. And I don't think I'll ever stop writing because I love writing, and I also have another website that's actually much more business-oriented, and it's somewhat of a marketing self-study program for people. So in addition to drjoannewhite.com and poweryourlifenetwork.com, there's poweredbysuccess.biz, and that's something that I just started. So I have some advice, and that is, don't start everything at the same time.
Yeah.
Which was not my intention. It's just that things got delayed, and you know what happens with that. And so maybe, again, maybe the universe is saying, well, it is all supposed to happen at the same time. But it creates a lot more stress that you don't really need. And I think what's also important for people is to learn how to manage your stress, because if you're an entrepreneur, if you're working with people, you've got to learn how to not only manage your stress, but also how to not take on their stuff. So I think the books are in the work, these businesses are in the work, and it's always about being in service. That's been my whole life, and I just want to take that Bonnie to the next level and really be able to get the messages that I'm one of many messengers, and get the message out to people.
Oh, that's fabulous.
In a big way.
Well, and you're already out there in a big way. Oh, my goodness. All the things that you do and all the things that you're in the process of doing, I know that people are going to want more of you, Joanne. So how is it best for people to connect with you? How can they get more of Joanne White?
Well, my website is under development, but they can go to, I'll give you the short one, docwhite.org. There's my radio show on there. They can also go to the PowerYourLifeNetwork.com and take a look at what we're just beginning to build. And I'm very excited about working with people, because I also think that part of my job is to help people advance and to get their, you know, get their message out there as well as my own. And so that's the way. They can also email me at Joanne, J-O-A-N-N-E, at docwhite.org, or Joanne at drjoannewhite.com. And I'm always looking for people's feedback. I think it's important. Check us out on Power Your Life TV, on YouTube, the Power Your Life television show, and Blog Talk Radio, Power Your Life. Those are all ways that people can connect with me, and I love to hear from people, and really want to make sure that what I'm doing is being responsive, Bonnie, to people's needs.
Oh, that's great. And I am so appreciative and honored that you took time to share with us on the show tonight. We're going to take another break here, and then I'm going to close up the show. But it has been fabulous having you on, Joanne. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Bonnie. It's been my pleasure.
So I always like to end every show with a success secret for the week. And as we were talking a lot about bullying tonight, as we had Joanne White here on the show and talking about her new book, Bully Free, the question comes up, are you bullying yourself? You know, we can't control what others say or do. That's sort of that external locus of control. But sometimes we sort of bully ourselves. Joanne and I were talking about that earlier in the show tonight. We all have that inner critic, that part of us that is demeaning and makes us feel less than like we can't do something. Silencing that inner critic can be hard sometimes, but I think it's necessary to be able to do that to build confidence and self-esteem so that we can live the life that we're meant to. So believe in yourself and don't allow that inner critic to win. Don't get in the boxing ring. So that's my success secret for this week. Now I have another great guest lined up for next week's show. Just like our guest today, Dr. Joanne White, are you sharing your expertise in the biggest possible way? We talked a lot about Joanne's book tonight. You know, I believe that we all have a book inside of us. It is easier today than ever to become a published author. I know that you have a message to share, a message that can help so many others. We're all unique, and no one does what you do in the way you do it. You are valuable. And what a great place to start sharing your message than with a book. You can reach people everywhere. And then it's a springboard for other products and services, creating that successful business that you want. You know, there's that saying, a book is the business card of today. And I think that's true. You might want to check out the webinar that I have at the Holistic Entrepreneur channel on YouTube. It's called Release the Author in You, and it's about 30 minutes long about writing and publishing so that you can share your message with the world. And if you want to chat about how to use your book to build your business, feel free to connect with me at BonnieGressel.com, and we can set up a time to chat. I'm adding a special gift page for guests of the podcast at CoachBonnieGressel.com. Actually, you can do BonnieGressel.com or CoachBonnieGressel.com. It goes to the same place. But I'm adding a gift page to have, you know, guests who want to offer free gifts when they've been on the show. They'll all be on one page so that you can just access them all right there. And put them all in one convenient place to make it easy for you, because life is busy, right? And The Holistic Entrepreneur can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Speak Up Talk Radio, and Spreaker, as well as The Holistic Entrepreneur on YouTube. So let's reach more people with motivation and inspiration and these great insights that our guests share with us on the show. It will help you to be one step closer to living your dream as a holistic entrepreneur. And you can help others by sharing the show and engaging on our Facebook page. And if you are so inclined, please leave a review on iTunes or Spreaker or Stitcher or any of those places. It'll be just a moment of your time and time well spent, knowing that you're paying it forward. Your opinions can help others know if they're going to benefit from the show or not. I really want you to be honest about your comments, and I would love to hear from you. So please help me reach more people with these motivational, value-packed shows. No one should have to do it alone. So thank everyone for listening tonight. Thank you so much. And until next week, blessings, everyone.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.